Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because we are designed to be and to live extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your encourager extraordinaire, here to dare you to be more, here to challenge you to step out into your possibility, because each and every one of us is designed to be unique, to walk out with purpose and on purpose, but we have to be willing to get there. That's what it comes down to, taking the step out, taking the step into purpose, being persistent and pursuing that unique design with boldness. And that persistence has been my struggle the last few weeks. I've been struggling to do what I need to do. I've been struggling to stay consistent. I've been struggling to avoid procrastination and to break up with Netflix, because apparently Netflix will not take no for an answer. I've been struggling to be bold and confident in my unique design. It's been interesting to know that someone who spends most of her time encouraging others to pursue that uniqueness struggles in her own uniqueness. And I do. I struggle to walk it out each and every day, because other people are telling me how I have to do it and where I have to go and what I have to be. And so often I think that that's where many of us fall. We can do stuff for other people with boldness in a way that we can't do on our own. It's kind of like the cobbler's kids never have shoes, because the cobbler's always building shoes for everybody else. I can see the design of others, and I can even see my own design. I can encourage others to walk out their design, but I just can't seem to push myself to take that step. A friend of mine asked me recently if I was scared. Not scared of falling on my face or being embarrassed about what I was doing, but was I scared of success? Was I scared of what is next? Was I scared of what will I do? Let's be honest, there are what ifs that come out our wazoo. You can never ever stop the flow of what ifs. I mean, they're there. They're always going to be there. I have to choose not to focus on them, because what if this is going to happen tomorrow, or what if that is going to happen tomorrow, cannot be my focus. My today, my right now, my this moment has to be my focus, because it is what matters. If I let it, the worries and the what-ifs will overwhelm everything. And then I'll be left not having anything. I'll just be empty. I am designed on purpose and for a purpose, but a focus on the what-ifs will halt my progress and my performance. I could literally sit there till the end of time coming up with different hypotheses and different what-could-be's. But that won't get me any closer to where I know I need to go. I have to walk it out if I'm going to go there. I have to take the steps if I'm going to reach my unique design. It is up to me. I am the only one that can get me there. Now, I've been writing down my goals for years now, and it's really neat to go back and look and see what were my goals 10 years ago compared to where I am today. I've also developed a focus folder that has allowed me to look at my day-to-day routine. Every week, I look back on what I have accomplished during the week. I see where my struggles are, and then I work really hard to fix those struggling moments, because that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to fix the weaknesses. We're supposed to make ourselves better each and every day. That's what we're designed to do, only it's not We're supposed to be honing up our strengths, focusing on our strengths, getting better in our strengths. I'm 5 foot even. No one ever pushed me to be a sprint runner. When I ran track, I ran distance because that is where I excelled. That is where I could improve the most. That is the way we should be doing in everything in life. I need to be focused on making better what I know is uniquely me and focusing on pursuing that aspect of me. So when I look back on my past, instead of just focusing on where I struggled, I need to look at where I won, and I need to honor those wins by pushing them even more to the next level, becoming more in that area. So if I'm going to map it out, if I'm going to map out my design, my success, the path that's going to lead me to where I want to be, then I am going to have to test and see how it's going. I am going to have to look back and I'm going to have to look forward and I'm going to have to measure where I have been getting to in this journey. I think about the New Year's resolutions and how often we make these great, enormous resolutions, and usually about a week later, we're no longer doing them. We discovered that, hey, this really didn't work in my life. And instead of trying to fix it so that it does work for our lives, I have just let it go in the past. But I am learning to write my goals in concrete, to solidify those into what I want to be and where I want to go. And then I'm learning how to be flexible in how I'm going to get there. So we're going to test what it is that we're doing. I test the system not just to find what works, but find what specifically works for me. First, I'm going to keep this journey close until I get there, where I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. Second, I'm going to step, then evaluate, and then tweak. Third, I'm going to verify the process. Fourth, I'm going to add and repeat. And finally, I'm going to share and jump. I have to know what's going to work if I'm going to make it work for me. I have to remember that what will get me to where I want to go may not be what gets you to where you want to go, and vice versa, because we are all different and we are all unique. I'm so caught up in the need for the easy button sometimes that I completely miss the sign telling me to go right. And so I've been going left this whole time. My way is different. And when I realize that, then I can recognize my walk. And that is the only way for me to truly live out my potential and all of my possibilities. I have to be prepared to launch into so much more than I am right now. I went through the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, although I found a study that works through the ideas as well. It is not just a step-by-step guide about success. It is a leading and prompting into discovering my success. The ideas that Hill offered worked wonderfully with the line-upon-line, precept-upon-precept design that my dad had hammered into my head since as long as I can remember. I know that what I put into my eyes and I put into my ears finds its way into my heart, and that the things rooted in my heart are what control my mind and flow out of my mouth. So I took all of these concepts and all of these ideas and I mushed them together and I used them to craft a focus folder. And this focus folder has allowed me to focus on my big dream goals and my possibilities on a daily basis. I keep these close to me, not only physically, but also with the understanding that every idea or dream or goal is not for everyone. So I keep it close to my heart. I don't tell everyone everything all the time. I've tried that. It didn't work for me. When I started out moving towards my big dream goals, I wanted to be sure to test the water or dip my toe into to see how things mesh. And I followed some simple guidelines. First, I need to keep it close, not because it needs to stay close to me, but because not everyone needs to hear what I'm doing or what I have growing up in my heart. And they definitely don't need to hear everything that I have swirling around in my head. Nobody needs to suffer that. The other day, I was sitting with my dad on our back porch during our chat time, and we were talking about all that was going on in the family. A lot of trials and a lot of situations that have been coming up, and there were still many changes that were happening. I took that moment to tell him what I was seeing and how I felt about my journey. But I know better. I know there are still many times when the things that are going on in my life are not for everyone around me, not even the one that has always been there, you know, cheering me on. The revelations for me are not always for the hearts of others. Maybe they're in a different place, or maybe their hearts aren't prepared, or maybe, just maybe, it was a pre-flight check. You know, it's just for me and the pilot. Now that we're done with the dreams, let's get back to the real thing. That's what my dad told me. His words could have hurt, and at another point in my life, they probably would have hurt me. But just then, I recognized them for what they were, that maybe it was time to pull it close, pull it back towards me. So I am learning to follow 5 simple steps. 1, I write it out just for me. I put it in my journal. You know, I've always been one to record my goals, but this new focus folder, which you can purchase over at www.katherinelang.com/focus-mini, or you can download printable pages through the website if you want to build your own focus folder. But they have allowed me every day to be prompted to write out my goals. And every day I'm prompted to review my wins. And every week I'm prompted to write out my goals and the steps I'm going to take to reach them. And writing it out puts it into my eyes over and over, so they begin to settle into my heart. 2, I speak it out for me. Now, I confess that I've gotten away from this as of late, but I'm determined to get back into the habit. There was a time when I would put the goals on index cards, and every morning as I was going through my stretching, I would repeat the goals over and over in the form of a I am statement. I am going to, or I am here. I am a best-selling author. Or as though the goals had been reached already. Call it a meditation, call it a mantra, whatever makes you happy. I just know that when I say the words, then I put the words into my ears. And what I put into my ears when I'm speaking, and into my eyes when I write them, begins to settle into my heart. 3, I pray it out. I invest in time with God and in His Word about the specific dream or goal or idea. I pray with expectation because I know that God has promised me that whatever I ask from Him, I will receive. The only catch being that I have to be in alignment with His will. I get there through His Word. If I'm not getting what I expected or what I asked, then the problem is not the Word, and the problem is not with God. I need to shift my words to align with His Word. I keep praying it out until I feel that shift occur. 4, I hold back from oversharing because not everyone needs to hear what I'm thinking. Trust me on this one. My dad taught me about this concept when he was teaching me about speaking. He told me to avoid talking to anyone about anything related to my speaking topic. Sometimes they would push that button and I would just let it go. Later, when I was actually giving my presentation, I would feel like I had already told them what I was telling them, and I would lose my place. I don't want to lose my place in this journey, so I don't need to share with everyone all the time. Besides, not everyone will get it. And 5, I keep repeating it. The more I repeat it, the more it grows up in my heart. I put it into my eyes, I put it into my ears until it settles down into my heart and puts down roots that will grow up into my possibility. My journey is not necessarily your journey. I'm willing to bet it's definitely not your journey. But that doesn't make either of our ideas less valid. It's just that we're not in line with each other at this moment. If I keep my goals close, then I avoid the risk of running over you or allowing you to knock me off my focus. Everyone has a dream or has had a dream. Whether they still hold tight to that dream or they have allowed the world or circumstances or others to cover up that dream. We all had dreams as children, although many of us encountered those people that said, now that we've had a moment of dreams, it's time to deal with reality. There are still people trying to convince me to deal with reality. Good luck with that, by the way. I know that dreams are there for a reason. God put that idea in my heart or in my mind for a reason. I know that it is up to me to meditate on the idea and to pray about it so that I can hone it to the place where I am in line with God, to the place where God has designed it and it's clear of all the clutter of the world or the extra embellishments that I have piled on. I think about Project Runway and when they used to go to like the dollar store and they would buy the stuff to make their dresses. And it was always amazing to me that the dresses that were the simplest design, the most basic design, were the ones that won. They took something that others saw this way and they crafted it into something completely different, but they kept it simple. Keep it simple. It is simple. We work really hard to make it complicated. I do need to set goals, but I need to understand the importance and the power that comes from praying over those goals and getting my goals, my dreams, my desires in align with God. Yes, He plants the seed, but so often I take it and I embellish it. I need to release the embellishments and get back into alignment with Him and through Him and for Him. If there's a problem in my journey, the problem is not God. I do need to dream, to set goals that seem impossible when I look at them from the physical realm, but I need to begin to believe in the dreams and the goals so much that I set out to make them my reality. And that comes from getting into alignment with God. I don't need to tell everybody about it, because they aren't going to understand, especially the world. Yes, we're designed to be in this journey together, and we are stronger when we're in a relationship, but, and this is a huge but, not everyone wants to know my dreams. Not everyone cares about my dreams. Not everyone wants me to succeed in what I'm doing. Sometimes their lack of interest is on a surface level, but sometimes it's buried way down deep. God puts dreams in my heart and my mind. And sometimes I just need to keep it between me and Him until He shows me otherwise. One of the greatest stories about oversharing, at least in my view, is the story of Joseph. Now, Joseph was set aside from birth by his dad because he was the first son from Rachel, the one that he loved the most. And then Joseph was set aside by God. Joseph's issues didn't come about because he wasn't in alignment with God's will, but because he told everyone about what God was showing him. At least that's my opinion. See, here were his brothers, a lot older than Joseph, out doing all the work, and Joseph comes along, prancing around in his new special coat that Dad had gotten, just him, and he announces to his brothers that he has had a dream, and in that dream, his brothers are bowing down to him. Now, I have an older brother, and I have no doubt in my mind it annoyed those brothers when Joseph boasted of his dream. They were not impressed. And maybe Joseph wasn't boasting. Maybe he was just trying to work through it all and understand it better. I just have a feeling that his brothers didn't see it that way. And then Joseph has a second dream. And this time it's not just his brothers, but also his mother and father that bow down to him. For the brothers, that was more than they could take. Now, this story comes from Genesis 37. And if you haven't read the story of Joseph lately, now is a good time. There are layers upon layers of revelations. Just be careful who you tell about what God is telling you. God has given me big dream goals, and He's given me the steps to take to reach those goals. But that doesn't mean He wants me to share all of it with everyone all the time. The big dream goals are designed to push me into a place of exceeding abundant overflow so that I can be a light on the hill that pushes away the darkness. But if I invest all of my energy and into telling you what is going on, then I steal away from the time and energy I will have to invest in the actual doing of what it is that I've been told to do. What I share can end up also being a hindrance to you or a trap that causes you to stumble, just like Joseph's sharing did with his brothers. I have to make the choice to keep it close to me. And by keeping it close to me, I allow myself to understand what it really is, where I'm going, and how I'm going to get there so that I am then positioned to go. I am Catherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use at Catherine C. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.